programs and funding for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders have been cut significantly in the past few budgets. And while the government has spoken out this year about changing the game on Closing the Gap, it's not clear where the support for those programs will come from. Jackie Huggins, co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First People, told The Wire's Bonnie Parker where today's federal budget should be investing to improve the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders.
We would be expecting more of the same, I think, in terms of the spend on Indigenous affairs. Not much high movement. Of course, there will be some money. We hope to close the gap for that program and the refresh to be implemented. Look, apart from that, I think it's much the same, bearing in mind that the Turnbull government cut over $500 million from the nationwide Indigenous budget in 2014. A lot of organisations are still recovering, or they were, in fact, dismantled at that time. So there's a big catch-up to do, one would say.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison did announce this year that Closing the Gap would be refreshed and take a new approach, less of a top-down, more collaborative approach. How has this played out so far?
There is a coalition of peaks of which National Congress is on. That's been gaining some traction. The forerunner to that, of course, was the Red Fence Statement and our alliance, and we were the first to meet in terms of having a MINCO meeting and getting all our peaks together. So, look, that's continued, and that looks promising at the moment.
So how would this coalition work in terms of an Indigenous voice to Parliament? Is this going to work in addition to something? What's your hope?
No, look, that is absolutely quite separate. This is attempting to close the gap in terms of health, particularly education, employment and housing. This is quite separate to a voice. A voice would be a duly elected representative body, no doubt, that would have far-reaching powers and other ways that they'd be able to, I hope, tackle the terrible disparity that we still have in our country with Indigenous people.
So we're coming up to 2 years on from the Uluru Statement from the Heart. What's the situation with that now?
That's still to be determined. We know that with the current government, the brakes were put on, nothing eventuated, but who knows, if there is a change of government, perhaps, you know, we might see some light at the end of the tunnel with that one.
The government announced plans last week to extend the cashless debit card to all people on income management in the Northern Territory. What's your response to that?
National Congress has never been in favour of the cashless debit card. We think it is punishment not only for Indigenous people, for the wider community in terms of quarantining your welfare. We would certainly have the position that in some cases where people are telling us that it's working and people are telling us that it's not working, you know, we believe that there should be an opt-in, opt-out option. And on that basis, you know, people do the right thing. They shouldn't be punished for, you know, the ills of all. And, of course, there are some people who actually do need some help, but that doesn't go, you know, right across the board. It's a very mixed agenda, that one, I think.
What kind of programs would you like to see funded moving forward?
Programs around women, family, domestic violence, also incarceration and disability. Housing projects, look, I think they would probably be my top four at the moment. And of course, you know, we're facing a real issue around suicide as well. And there's been committees set up for that. As long as they're community controlled and Aboriginal people have the right to voice and to exercise their self-determination. And by this I mean, you know, ensuring that all our organisations are adequately funded and resourced to enable them to do that, and of course to have good governance structures too, which is part of the course. Also, sort of globally, we have the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People and the Red Fern Statement as well. We would hope that there would be better funding for these kind of very vital issues to be raised and to be heard, but more importantly, to be actioned on.
You mentioned the issue of Indigenous suicides, and Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten seem to have been largely quite quiet on that issue. Do you think that they kind of need to step up in that leadership position on this issue?
Yeah, I certainly do, and I think there should be a bipartisan approach to this, because sometimes these issues are thrown in the too-hard basket, And unfortunately, not many people are able or game enough to tackle the problem. You know, we're calling on real and direct leadership right across the board with all our issues because, as we know, government policy has failed us for over 50 years in this country. We need to do better. And in a rich country, we're still the poorest, we're still the sickest. And I think the government and leadership in our country really needs to lift its game.
We're coming up to a budget and obviously coming up to an election. It seems like there's just kind of a lot of like political to-ing and fro-ing around most issues. How do you think we can have a bit of continuity moving forward?
If people are listened to, I'm talking about Indigenous people here, the solutions are really found at community level and around those organisations. It's not rocket science. We've been calling on this for years to happen. The Redfern Statement clearly says we have the solutions. And if those solutions are listened to and acted upon, then the gap will close. You know, we can see a closing of this gap, I would say, in 10 years if we got everyone together to work on those programs. And really, you know, what we need are the wraparound services and the counselling services, particularly in remote areas, for all of this to happen. Government is still yet to listen and to work with us. They might do it in piecemeal ways like the range of projects or business and procurement, but it needs to be much wider and deeper than that.
Do you think either of the major parties have what it takes to take that advice on board?
The present government is not listening to the Uluru Statement. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, hasn't done anything to really advance that after Malcolm Turnbull clearly has said no to it. Hopefully you always think that you would have a better chance with an incoming government that's fresh and has different ideas and sometimes reverse the decision of the old government. Maybe that will happen in this case.
Jackie Huggins, co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First People, speaking with The Wire's Bonnie Parker.